I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for murders that defy explanation, mystery seeking exploration, and shocking secrets that will leave you breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What quarterback in the NFL has as much pressure or even more pressure on them than Deshaun Watson?
And kickers in the NFL, who needs them? How much are they worth? Why even bother?
And a new word for blown saves that's coming up on the emerging podcast scene, presented by Extend Technologies on 92.3 The Fan Extra on the free Odyssey app.
The first 4 hours were simply an amuse-bouche.
I'm stuffed. I can't remember the last time I ate this much.
Sure you don't want no dessert?
Not for me.
Yeah, I'm good.
Your table is now ready for Carmen and Lima's emerging podcast scene.
Lima, do you think that they killed Sal Big Pussy Pompazzero too soon and then The Sopranos?
Probably. Sad to see him go. He's still very bitter about it.
Yeah, he is. In real life, he is. It's a shame, because actually I heard that the guy who plays Vito is the bad guy in real life. Like, he's weird with viewers and stuff. Like, kind of like Virgil at the train station, RIP. Kind of like that.
Yeah.
Dustin Hopkins signed a three. We're brought to you by Extend Technologies, XTENDAV.com. Dustin Hopkins signed a 3-year, $15.9 million extension with the Browns. We're going to get to that here in a moment. Does Mitch have everything up technically?
What do you mean?
Are we rolling right now? I want to bring Mitch in, but I want to make sure everything's up technically before I bring Mitch in.
I'm doing all the recording. I believe he put the stream up. That's his only.
So if Mitch can hear me,
he's on a delay. I can open up the door and yell.
Yeah, we'll see him in about 25 minutes.
Because he said he sang a national anthem, and I wanted to hear about the story of him singing a national anthem. It's a big story today. Ingrid Andress is her name. And she sang the national anthem at the Home Run Derby last night, and it was not good. Now, I don't know if she hurt herself or, because I know they wear, like, earbuds or something, so I don't know if she hurt herself in the reverb or anything like that. I have no idea. But it wasn't a very good one. I feel bad for her. I would not want to sing the national anthem and sound bad at it. Mitch apparently has sung a national anthem. Hello.
Not on purpose.
Wait, for a different country, or...
No, it was. I wasn't supposed to sing that.
You want to power rank non-American national anthems?
We don't have the music.
Okay.
I wasn't supposed to sing the national anthem that night. The person who was supposed to at the game actually stopped because she forgot the lyrics in real time. And I was working the public address next to where she was standing.
Where was this at again?
This was at my alma mater, Stroudsburg Franklin High School.
Okay.
This is my junior year. So this would have been, 9, 10 years ago.
Okay.
So... she stops at about like a quarter into the song, kind of like is like, I'm sorry. And then for whatever reason, I don't know what like came over me. Like I stood up and was like, hey, it's okay. Let's get through it together. And then
did the Mo Cheeks.
Basically,
you helped her out.
Yeah. Yeah, I did that. And then kind of went like this a little bit to get the whole crowd to like help out. And then by the end of the song, we got through it. She thanked me. And then we got into the basketball game.
Mitch, that's a nice thing to do.
Thank you.
That's very nice.
Was it a full crowd? Do they probably pack them in for basketball down there in Stroudsburg?
Yeah, it's got to be like 250, 300 people pretty much.
And that's I would imagine that's all it can fit.
Yeah, it's the entire town basically.
Yeah. You don't have to laugh about that. I mean, it's a small school.
Funny.
That's what's cool. And they won a national high school championship win, 69 or 60?
67, yep.
67. See, I know what I'm talking about. All right, Mitch, I thought you actually were like a Reno Scotty or something like that.
No, I can't. I have no singing voice really.
Oh, okay. Well, then that's a nice gesture. Mitch, that's a nice thing, man. Well done.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah. There you go. Should she try the national anthem again there, Tone?
Well, she's going to have to do a make good.
What if she can't do it right the second time?
See, that's the thing. I mean, you're a recording artist. You're a singer. Now, obviously, not all singers are created equal. We've seen some pop singers get to the top of the world in pop without really being able to be that good of a singer.
Yeah.
Madonna.
Oh, I think she's a songbird.
Madonna. Is she not a good singer?
She's a performer. I mean, she is.
You're right. Probably if one I'm of just the breaking down the books. Especially, I'm thinking of 80s Madonna. I can't count now because now it's just not. Very I mean, she's old. Time. So carrying the tune's hard.
Yeah.
Is she really not that good of a singer?
I don't think that was ever her strength.
I'm thinking of Like a Prayer in my head right now.
Yeah, I think her ability.
Because, like, Vogue was a very. That was almost a talking.
Yeah, she just. It's tough when you're comparing, like. Like Chris, Virgin. Like Britney Spears compared to Christina Aguilera. Okay, Christina Aguilera can
sing. Christina Aguilera can sing, like, it, man.
She has
you,
an aim.
Yes. You might not have known that with her first few songs because they were pop songs. Probably they were written by somebody else for whoever. And then you come in and you do the songs. Mm-hmm. And it's not until later in your career mm-hmm. you get to really flex your muscles. Now, then there are singers. Now, see, like Alicia Keys. I consider Alicia Keys a musician who can sing, but I've never thought her singing was her strength. I thought the fact that she could put soul and into her piano and into...
It's a different type of showmanship. But okay. Yeah, being a musician and an artist.
Okay. Yeah, I think...
Although I think she can sing too.
Lady Gaga. She can sing.
Lady Gaga is interesting because her first song was a pop song. And normally the breakthrough pop artists, it's like, there are better singers. She can not only sing, but her performances are amazing.
And like her and Tony Bennett doing some of the Kerning stuff is amazing. Mm-hmm. Pink's the same way.
Yeah,
I think she can sing, but it's more about the show than her singing. But there are
Katy Perry sing?
I don't think so.
Do we know?
Ooh, I wonder.
Like, get her out of the studio because they can make so many people sound amazing in the studio.
Yeah, I wonder.
Can she sing?
Don't make me sing.
I don't think she can.
Wow.
I'll say it first. I'll say it to your face, Katie, if you ever show up.
I got another one.
Wow.
Janet Jackson, can she sing?
Ooh.
We know she can put on a performance.
Oh, I think Janet Jackson could sing.
Can she?
Yeah, right? She can sing.
I'm trying to hear the songs in my head.
I know, I am too.
She says she looks like Janet Jackson. Who? Janet Jackson!
I didn't have a stance on Janet Jackson, so that's why I was wondering.
I'm in Rhythm Nation right now.
Yeah.
See, that's not a song known for her singing.
That's not a singing song.
Boy,
she never crooned.
So what's the... Like, I can never sing.
Well, I got a great one.
Ooh. Okay, go ahead.
It's the biggest thing going in the world. Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift. Can she
Taylor Swift is not a dancer. Correct. And she's not really a singer.
No, she can sing. You'd miss the country era.
That's true.
Lady the can
country,
sing, man.
The country era, she did very well.
Yeah, she
I think
can sing.
The things that so we actually have, we won the championship 10U on Saturday, right? One of the moms missed the semifinal and the final because her and her group went to Italy to watch Taylor Swift. That's become a thing now.
Yeah, I know.
Fly to another country because it's cheaper to get tickets to the show and you make it part of your vacation experience, right? Well, so I was talking about this the other day and like what she's doing is storytelling on the stage and you're getting 3 or 4 hours of this stuff. As just a stripped down singer, I'm not even sure that she's doing that. I think there is a part during the performance where she is acoustic guitar singing.
Well, that's another thing here.
Right, like, right. That's
but
different.
For the most part, it's the show that you're there for.
Yeah, because didn't we talk? I don't know if we talked about this on the air. Like Dave Grohl took a swing at her for like not playing the instruments or something. I'm like, well, that's a weird fight to pick. Because I like Dave Grohl, and I'm not bothered by Taylor Swift. I don't understand some of the stuff. I have Facebook friends that have
made weird Facebook demonic things Taylor about Swift. It.
No,
wished her happy birthday.
That means her time. Is
I don't have any
up.
Problems. I have no problems with Taylor Swift. Also, honestly, like you're paying how much for the ticket? You expect to see a show that leaves you knowing you've had a great experience. Frankly, if would I like her to sing all our music if I'm going to a show? Probably, but honestly, I think it's more about the production and seeing the production.
Yeah, yeah that
like you want to hear it. You want to hear it great. You want to hear it at its best. Now, I will tell you, I'm not the biggest concert guy anymore. Mostly because the bands I really like are not really they're not touring anymore. But you know, I think it gives me a little bit more respect, I guess, for those who I know are there to play the music and then can play the music really well live. Like
Creed's back on tour. What are you talking about?
I would go see Creed on tour, but again, I make these plans. It's like I got no time for any of this stuff. So, and by the way, I got nothing against Blossom other than the traffic. I just, anytime there's a big band and it's at Blossom, I'm like, man, there's just no way in and no way out. Especially no way out. I just can't do it. I can't. Like if they're at Brown Stadium, think about it. Yeah, Brown Stadium. Not bad on the ingress or the egress.
That's important. Can I tell you who I do think is a better singer than Taylor Swift?
Let me know.
Miley Cyrus. And everybody does
that
not love her
is
voice.
A strong.
Some people do not like her voice.
I agree with you. When she goes in the lower register, I think she's very good.
She also had her vocal cords. She had surgery on her vocal cords, and some people thought that was cheating. And I am somebody who had a vocal cord injury before.
Oh, I remember.
And I worked with a top professional at the Cleveland Clinic, known for being the guy to tell an artist that they need to cancel their concerts.
He was a vocal accordion?
He was amazing. He was absolutely amazing. What he was able to do, he was able to show me video, live imagery of my vocal cords.
Wow.
By running
they
tubing
shoot lasers on that
up
too?
And down, just run that tubing, testing my gag reflex.
Thinking about it now,
it's absolutely amazing.
She's thinking about it now, she is a pretty good singer, that Miley Cyrus.
I think she is so talented.
That Bangers album, yeah, she kind of explores the space.
Yeah,
see, Billy Ray Cyrus got another divorce.
I did not.
Third divorce.
Yeah, I got
that poor guy just can't find love.
Got the email on it.
That's too bad.
Yeah. But no, so you're saying she's a better singer than Taylor Swift?
Yeah, I am saying.
Oh, I don't know about that.
I am saying that I'll go back. So I will do this.
Don't put that on social media.
I will have a listening party with my wife when we get home. And I'll say, give me the songs that you think Taylor Swift is a terrific singer. I think she is obviously good at everything, but I don't stack her up with the legendary singers.
That's a great idea. Dustin Hopkins signed a 3-year, $15.9 million extension with the Browns.
Putting them in further cap hell.
It says he's one of the NFL's highest paid kickers. Yeah, usually when they sign a new deal, they're one of the highest paid kickers when they do that. Go ahead.
Why aren't they paid more?
Kickers?
Yeah.
I don't know. That's pretty good, though.
Why don't...
That's $5 million a year, just about.
Man, $5 million a year. I feel like they're rotational guys.
And I also
making more than
is
that.
I think kicker. It's you start talking kicker on the radio, and you get to like a certain point. It happens this way with all these conversations, and you get to a point halfway through. You're going, all right, well, we're gonna do the rest of the segment. Like you stop caring.
Like what?
You just stop caring about it. But
what would the Browns have done if Dustin Hopkins is like, all right, you're offering 3 years, $15.9 million. I want 3 years, $72 million. Okay, you laugh.
You'd live with another kicker, is what you'd do.
Could the Browns afford? Think of how risky that would be. Now, maybe you'd argue it's risky to bring any kicker back.
You should
except
have said
for
this on the air today.
Well, I'm just thinking of it now. And we had a jam-packed show today.
It was.
Especially with the national anthem conversations. So if he were to negotiate and try to drive a hard bargain, and the Browns said no, I mean, the Browns would have to put up with, I know most people would say, well, that's so insane to pay a kicker that much. But, okay, what was his contract situation? Was he just this year?
I have no idea. I have no idea.
He was not a free agent, was
I don't
he?
Think so.
I will be on Spotrac or
we never even
there's
talked.
No way he would have been a free agent. That would have been a conversation.
Yeah, that would have been a huge conversation. Like, what are we doing with kicker?
Well, but they're fascinating.
No, I mean, he was in videos for them before that, so he was at least under contract through the season.
They're fascinating players because, well, people struggle to call them players in the first place. They call them kickers.
I guess he wouldn't bet on himself. He's already been cut before, right? Like, he's already had...
he's been on a few teams.
So, he wouldn't do that.
Yeah,
so that's why it's a
this
bad...
would come with guarantees.
Yeah, they're guaranteeing him money.
And I think that's what it is.
If he had one injury this year or missed three straight kicks, he'd be done. And so, you don't bet on yourself if you're a kicker.
See, you gave
like
yourself
that.
Your own answer. So, they have such a nomadic experience, you want any guarantee, any security you can get.
He was on contract. He was under... this was an extension from the Chargers 2022-2024. It was 3 years, $9 million.
Yeah. Okay. My next phase of the question that I was able to answer, kickers
are how was he able to hit better kicks in Cleveland, Ohio than he was in San Diego or Los Angeles, California?
I mean, guys, he was in Washington. He was in New Orleans. He
go
was
ahead, Tony. In so a dome. Why. He's better outside on Lake Erie than a dome.
So you're exactly right. That's why he would not be able to hold out. Well, okay, now why couldn't the Browns?
It's what they wanted Zach Wilson to be as a quarterback. Yeah. Oh, he's great in chaos. It's like, no, he's not. I remember not that. Great in chaos.
All right, so the next tentacle, like we see all the prices going up for all these important positions. The kicker just seems to be more and more important every day with the rule changes. Now the kickoff, what type of kickoff situation? Is the kicking even going to matter now? How does that work on the kickoff?
I think it matters.
Kicking matters more deal. Than it has
you think
in
more now?
Mm-hmm.
20 years.
Yes.
Because what are they trying to do? Where do they want to kick the ball?
Well, we're going to find out here next month.
You have to get it in the landing zone, which is between the 20 and the 0.
Okay.
And the goal line.
And
the 19 and the goal
the
line.
The penalty for not being able to get that ball in that area.
Isn't it the 30?
Severely.
It's the 30. If it lands outside of that area and stays in bound, it's the 30. If it goes out of bounds, it's the 40.
That is substantially penal.
Yeah,
for not being able to do that.
The penalty is great. I think that Dustin Hopkins, you want some security. To say like they would have him like kind of over a barrel, I don't think that's true. But let me ask you this. How important is closer in Major League Baseball?
Ooh. Man, I feel like...
Because I basically treat him the same way. Once they start to go, they go.
They go. And obviously, how many games... Class A has how many saves this year? Class A.
But let me tell you.
28 saves.
I believe. Let me look.
What if you had even a league average closer? How many blown saves? And let's just assume for the sake of argument...
Well, remember, he had the most saves last year, but he also had the most blown saves because you're up there the most.
And Ken made a big deal about the blown saves last year.
I made somewhat of a deal.
No, you made a big deal about it. I'm not saying you're out of bounds on that. He also led the league. There's a difference between... having the most blown saves, but also saving the most and just blowing saves all the time.
I do think, though, with kickers, it's weirder with kickers because once a closer goes, it's like they're gone. That's the thing about a closer. Now, maybe there's some names I'm not necessarily thinking about. Now, if it's a bygone era, I'm sorry. I'm thinking basically from when we were kids on that once a closer loses it, it's kind of, that's it. And maybe you're done even in Major League Baseball.
Once they get a few of the blonies.
Yeah, but...
A few of those blonies and it's over.
But in...
Baloney ponies.
But with kickers, like...
He's got 29, by the way.
I thought for sure...
But compare that to how many blonies a year ago.
Would it surprise anybody that if Cade York caught on... I know he's technically on our practice squad.
If he's good somewhere else.
But if he caught on with somebody else and had a fine career.
Can't be surprised.
Isn't that crazy? Like, we had Phil Dawson on the show. And Phil Dawson's like, I spent camp in New England and... Ended up getting cut, ended up with the Browns, and I was like, it's so weird how you see that. Like, kickers, they find new life in different places. Now, I think it's different. I think it's, you're dealing with other people, pitchers, you're kind of, I know you got a catcher that you're with, but you're kind of on your own. But you also, I think they're treated the same. No offense to Emmanuel Clase. I support him, and I know that he's special, but I feel that closers... You can never get too comfy with them because I think they'll break your heart. And I think kickers are the same exact way. And part of that is my history as an Indians/Guardians fan, clearly. But I think that they'll hurt your feelings. And I don't get too cozy with closers.
Well, let me just tell you about his blonies last year. He had 12.
Whew,
which
that's
was it? He was the first pitcher in 17 seasons to rack up 12 blown saves.
You thought it was more? You thought he had more blonies?
Yeah.
He also had a second consecutive 40 save season.
You know why I thought it was more?
Why?
Because I made such a big deal about
it. You made a huge deal
12
about
seems
it.
Like a lot of blonies.
And now you're living in your truth.
Hey, I know we're kind of making a joke. Let's call it that. Let's call it that.
The blonies?
Yeah, on air.
Yeah.
Not like an award, not like the ESPYs.
I mean, do you remember?
But yeah, they're called
blonies.
You guys pitched a little bit in high school. Do you remember your first blonie?
I remember a guy.
I don't know if I ever had one.
There was this pitcher. It was basically the last time my dad admonished me.
Okay.
I'm in high school.
Your Tell dad can't admonish you for a blonie. That's ridiculous.
No, you'll hear how I acted.
Most fathers encourage that to get it out of the system.
It wasn't a blowney. It was, I was starting as a pitcher, and there was this guy, I forget his name even. I wish I could remember his name. He was young.
Mike Schmidt.
And we were kind of, I don't know what this guy's problem was. I was throwing him right down the middle. And you bring me a Bible. And he just kept calling balls. And I mean, it's the top of the first inning. I walk the bases loaded. Then I walk in and I'm throwing him right over the middle. And finally, I start barking at this guy from the mound. From the mound, I start barking at this guy.
Give it to him.
And I am 17 years old. We're at Perry High School's baseball field, which is a really nice baseball field. And I start barking at this guy. And he was wearing a porcelain dollhouse shirt, which is a exotic dance bar. It's a weird way to put it. Guy usually call him something completely different. So
we're on the podcast.
Yeah. And I knew he was wearing it under his stuff because he was like getting the field ready or something. And I just started barking at this guy. And my dad came out of the duck. I mean, my dad came to get me to take me out of the game. And I went to go say it, and I'll never forget the look on my dad's face. He goes, "Shut the bleep up right now." And I'm like, I was 9 years old all over again. And that was the I'm telling you, Tone, that was the last time my dad, I felt like I was looking up to my father, and I've shrunk an inch. At one point I was 6'4". Because of my back, I know I've shrunk. And my dad's 5'10". I picked my dad up by his his armpits before back in the day, and I mean he looked at me like he was going to knock my block off, and I wanted to fight the umpire. I wanted to fight this guy, and I knew in my heart of hearts I could have kicked his ass. That was the last time. I told you about the time my dad knocked the door off the hinges when we got into an argument, but this was the last time. That was like his Custard's last stand, where it's like, okay. That's it. Well, custard.
Do you ever think about how...
I went to the last Custard stand I've ever been to.
It's terrible. I was so mad at that guy.
It's a good one.
I cussed him out in traffic later on. Yeah, I was bad. It was ugly.
Do you ever think...
I saw my West Tusk. I'm giving him the bird.
Your kids are going through it now.
Yeah.
The psychological trauma inflicted on... You know, every athlete has a little bit of it. But the bad athletes, right? I was bad, right? I struck out every time. And it was humiliating.
Yeah. Axel thinks I'm lying to him
about
the old day.
I just remember my buddy Justin, the solopreneur, Kenny, who's found something in life. Baseball was not it for him either. But he was pitching. His dad was the coach. He was a decent enough pitcher. He's like, you know, our third best pitcher. But he wasn't great. And I remember, I'll never forget, he was up there and it went south. Here come the walks. Here come the bases clearing, doubles, comedy of errors in the field. Yep. Run, 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 run.
You bad news bears it.
And he is starting to lose his mind. And this was the one day that his dad told me before, also the coach, like, Anthony, you're going to pitch today. You're going to pitch today. Now, I had no arm. Like, I just didn't have anything. But for whatever reason, I forgot why it was my turn. Maybe everybody had to get a turn at one point just to see.
Yeah,
I don't
maybe
remember.
It was the league rule or something.
I was left-handed, so, you know, I had my different angle and the left-handed junk coming through. It wasn't junk. It was my fastball. So I'll never forget, Justin is starting to talk to himself on the mound because it's coming apart at the seams. We already know we're going to lose the game. There's no chance. His day is ruined. Like, it doesn't even matter if we're getting ice cream afterwards. Right. His day is ruined. He had looked forward to this. It went south. He had the seed of doubt planted.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Each week, I'll take you on a dark journey through terrifying true urban legends, bizarre true crime cases, chilling tales of backwoods horror, and more. So if you're looking to join a passionate community of the darkly curious, check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. And remember, stay curious.
Early on that day, and it was collapsing right there. And to the point where I was like, good. I want my opening act to be worse because I know I'm not going to be good.
Yeah.
And I'm rooting for him.
Well, they aren't going to blame you for the loss. They're just going to say, Justin, gave us nothing.
I'm like, keep him coming. I have no pressure on me. So he walks another one and just looked at me and goes, you take it. You take it. It's yours now. This is what you wanted. We're best friends. We were best friends. But he was going through it emotionally.
Oh, my God.
And he starts talking to his dad.
Like you put the hex on him or something.
Well, his dad starts to walk out. He's like, I know. You don't have to come out. I know. It's over. I know. And I'm thinking.
How old were you?
We had to be 12. Okay. Right? 11, 12.
I have a 12-year-old who has that same attitude.
So, yeah. But think about what we're putting kids through. I know it's a way to work through life, and you have to work through failure.
Yeah.
But man, is it humiliating, and you have to just deal with it. And that's life. That's life. Bad mm-hmm. things are going to happen, and you have to deal with it. But is there anything more humiliating than being the pitcher?
It's toughest
who
in baseball.
Just gets rocked.
It's toughest in baseball. It's because it's a team sport, but it's in small individual settings, and there's so many chances to embarrass yourself.
That's
like,
so
poor
true.
Axel. Like poor. And
it's
I'm
a
hard
game
on
of embarrassment.
So, go ahead.
No, you're fine. Go ahead. Go.
Well, I will just say, as the coach this year, we had to find other kids to come in so that we never. Last year, there were times where I'm like, we got to leave him out there because we've got to eat this inning. We've got, you know, and we finally got to the point where it's like, we will look at each other, Kyle, the guy I coach with, and we'll go, how much longer are we going to let this go on? And it's usually like two batters, and even then, before the second batter gets up, if it's just bad and there's no locating, it's like, let's go end it now so that we don't get to the point of that kid wanting to just go lay down behind the dugout and never move again, you know?
And, it's terrible.
And us not, and us still giving everyone else a chance because we were that team. We hit the ball all year. But one bad inning, one error inning where it starts off with three walks and then the kid grounds it to short, but instead of getting a double play, we've let three score somehow.
Mm-hmm.
We just found out we had to cut it off, but that not every team's like that. You know, not every adult's like that. And a lot of kids get hung out to dry for that.
Oh, stuff, and you can share this experience. In baseball, once a game, every other practice this year, and over the last couple of years, I find myself sitting on a bench with an arm around a kid, talking him into thinking he's okay at the game. Not just my own son. Because, like, they're out there pitching. I'm telling you, Mason will go through this. Because I imagine with your wife, he will probably be an athlete, and I will be jealous of you. They start throwing balls, and they will start crying because they're out there by themselves. And so they're embarrassed, and they start crying. It's like, it's already hard enough to pitch. You can't pitch while you're crying. You can't see through your tears.
Right.
And so you got to talk these kids into thinking they're good. Football.
Depending on the level of the other team, they see that, and it's blood in the water.
Like,
right?
I got to tell you, like, I got an arm around a kid after a game or something like that. But, like, in game, I had one situation last year where this kid, he was getting yelled at by his teammates. He truly had no idea what he was doing. And I pulled him off the field, and I went, hold on. I go, get some water. Let's talk. Because we didn't have many kids. We're getting blown out in this game anyway.
When the other team's and I'm like, celebrating, it's a big hootenanny over there.
But in football, I'm telling you, it matters. The face mask, you're hidden. And it's such a team atmosphere. There's so many things going on. It's chaos that you can blame a person, but you really can't.
That's interesting.
So you are hidden.
Yeah, whose fault was it?
So they don't, I'm telling you, like they cry after games if they lose or something like that. But in the moment, the kids very rarely... They get mad at themselves, but they don't just fall to pieces where you're like, oh, my God, I got to talk to this kid.
They're also not everyone on the field pointed in their direction.
Yes.
You are the center. They put the pitcher's mound in the middle for a reason.
It's tough. And, like, there's so many of these moments. And I did it to I felt bad. Like, Axel tries his ass off to be a good player, and he does not have an arm because the only thing he does with his left hand is throw a baseball. And I've tried to get him to throw right-handed. He can't do it. And he gets in a hurry, and he can't set his feet, and it's just this, like, fart of a throw to second base, and he feels terrible. And I'm like, it's okay, you're trying. Like, I'm trying to. And then, like, he throws a kid out from second base over to third, so that's okay. But you try. And baseball, I think it's so much more difficult than the other ones. Like, basketball, I don't know. It's he's still in rec. I don't know how much he likes basketball. But, like, baseball, all these kids, Owen knows it. Once a game, you are this. There's a kid whose world is coming apart, and I'm like, buddy, it's Thursday. You are 9 years old.
You're a psychologist now on the bench.
You're fine.
Holy cow! Great
is when your kid realizes this isn't their sport. So yesterday was the playoffs for Toby's been playing, and Toby's a phenomenal wrestler, phenomenal baseball player. He's been playing rec 3-on-3 summer league basketball. It's outside, right? So if it rains, we don't have a game. They had the playoffs yesterday, and he's on a team with him and a hockey player, and then there's two basketball players. Everybody else in this league is basketball players, and you see kids losing, and they're losing it. We lost the game. A former assistant coach son might have been on the other team. Former head coach's son might have been on the other team. We lose the game, and he's just like, he knows basketball is not my sport at all. We're going to go ahead and let the ship go down. And there was a smile on his face like, this is finally over. I don't have
Did
to
Did he
do
threaten
it
the other kids? Say, let's get in a fight.
Well,
let's just get a fight.
I did want to go, you know what? We'll build Noctgon right here and see who wins.
Was there a...
I'm building ass kickers over here in the Lottman house, damn it.
We got one more thing we got to get to before we call this one quits. And it's back to the NFL. What QB has as much or more pressure on him or anywhere close than Deshaun Watson?
Yeah, you mentioned one yesterday in the show that I thought was interesting that we could flesh out. Because you said Aaron Rodgers.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, here's me going, well, Aaron Rodgers has won MVP how many times? He's won a Super Bowl. It's been a long time. What else does he have to prove?
Just rides off into the sunset.
It was off the top of my head. But
yeah.
But, the other ones, I just
but
don't.
But then I thought about it. It's like, man, you've gotten an entire team's, entire fan base's hopes up that you were going to come in and save the day at your age, which is already hard to do. Throw on that the added component of the terrible injury last year. I mean, what a way to go down.
Can I work on my pressure scores and tears when we come back? When I come back from after next week?
Yeah.
Do that while you're off.
Yeah, but I'm going to do that.
But
present your facts.
The Jets are a crazy.
I'll show my work.
They're one of those crazed fan bases. He's got to back up all the talk that their fans have done. I mean,
they've seen it before. They went through it with Favre.
Yes.
They went through it with Esiason, for crying out loud.
So, you're right. That is a good one. I mean, to me, I thought about Dak Prescott again, but then I'm like, Dak's going to get paid.
I've got
even if Dak has even just slightly worse season than last year, he's still starting quarterback.
Yeah.
I
think Trevor Lawrence.
That's a good one.
Ooh, that's a really good one. Yeah, did we say that yesterday at the end of the show? No. That's a really good one.
That's a good one.
Yeah, you're right. That's a really... No, because he was in the top 10 and he was on the others receiving votes. And I'm like, man, he's kind of up against it this year. That's the only thing like we referenced to it. I think you're right about that. I think... Let me add the Aaron Rodgers thing just real quick. And then you say whatever you want to about Trevor Lawrence. Let me say this. If Green Bay was like 6-11... and Jordan Love sucked up the room, I think that would take pressure off of Aaron Rodgers. The fact that Jordan Love finished the season so strong, and he was really good for the entire year, his stats are really impressive, but that he finished the season so strong, they were a playoff team, right? They were a playoff team last year, and they were 9-8, and he looks like he could be a viable franchise quarterback. I think that adds pressure to Aaron Rodgers.
Now, another one, I think it's a good point, another one with pressure, but it's playoff pressure only, Lamar Jackson. Like Lamar's got the regular seasons down. If he's playing and he's healthy, I don't see that being pressure. He's going to put up big numbers. He's going to win a lot of games. But in the playoffs, you could see it with every incompletion. Like it's him frustrated in a way that you don't see in the regular season.
I think Owen's going to nail it here. Do you have another one off your top of your head? Because I got another one for you guys that I can't believe we didn't say already.
Tua?
No.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Josh Allen. Everybody and their brothers ripping Josh Allen. And that it's like, hey, there's one guy who stands in his way.
Oh,
and
I've got another one.
And that's Mahomes.
Yeah.
And the offense is based all on him. I think it's Allen. I think that Allen might have, because he's got to get to a Super Bowl. Based on team history, based on Jim Kelly history, the whole thing. Like, they got it. He's got to punch it in. They got to find a way. And I don't know if they're going to be able to. I don't think they're really going to be able to this year.
They went backwards talent-wise. Oh, I mean, who knows about their young guys?
The first day of ripping off players off their roster, there's like four guys in their defense who had to go.
Yeah.
And I think that this is not the year, and I think he'll catch a lot of hell because this is no longer this is not the year for them. I think that they are in head-above-water mode where he tries to keep Sean McDermott employed. And they try to make the playoffs, but it's not going to be I don't think it's going to be a serious thing as they go through this roster transition.
Yeah, the other one, and I don't think he has as much as the other guys, but I think Herbert, he's in a better spot coach-wise. You know the coach isn't playing for or isn't coaching for his job. But Herbert, I think he is playing for his job.
Well, because if they can't do anything...
Plus, the Chargers suck.
You think he's playing for his job? You really think he's playing for his job?
I hate everyone with the Chargers. I think they all suck. See,
I don't think he's playing for his job, but I think he's playing for...
I'm glad Staley got out of there. What a horrible...
I think he's playing for the hope to not have the media turn on him. He has been the media's favorite quarterback for the last, right. I told you why.
But that's all he's got really backing him up. I think if he comes in and sucks and Harbaugh just goes, oh, we'll just do it. I can do this with anyone. Why do I need this guy?
He decided to stay at Oregon and media, why won't this guy? And when he came out in the draft, there was a lot of people who did not take him seriously in the media. They all loved Tua, loved him so much, did not want to take Herbert seriously. And the scouts are sitting there saying, this Herbert guy is the truth. You guys are all you talking heads are missing it. And Herbert has been the truth. But his stats look like empty calories. And I said to you yesterday, Tone, this is why I think that he will have less yards throwing, probably less touchdowns passing, but there'll be a play. I think they could be a playoff team because I think that they're going to line up and I think they're going to protect him and run teams down and win games that way. And there will be, obviously, because it's the NFL, a couple of games where they grind it out, and now they're down by three. They're down by four. It's 31-27. They got a minute left and one timeout. He's got to go down the field, and he's got to go win it. And I think that they will find moments like that. But I think that he will have less stats, but his status will be better because I don't think that they're going to be as much empty calories. And if he doesn't do that, Owen's right. Like, I think we start to have the Trevor Lawrence discussion to some degree, and I think that the media turns on him. I think the media has said a lot of great things about Justin Herbert, and I think that because of that, when we get proven wrong about things or when we think we're wrong about things, we get really mean about it, and I think they'll get really mean about Justin Herbert, just like they did with Tua for a while. Is that it?
Yeah, that's it.
So you'll do it.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies. Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.